Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And for those that are new to us, this is Professor Greg Stevens. He's associate pastor at EMIC and professor at Kenneth Copeland Bible College and First Covenant Survey, and is a practicing Jewish scholar. Has a certificate to prove it, by the way. And about taking Hebrew classes online and studying it for years and years and years. I always like to tell the story about when you were pastoring in San Diego. And the rabbi, who's a good friend of yours, and Greg asked him, he said, "Teach me your book." And the rabbi said, "All right, I will, if you'll teach me your book."
He's a professor at San Diego State University. And he said, "First semester, I've got it down. That's my book. Second semester, I'm over in your territory and I need help."
Isn't that good?
And we had the best time.
Oh, listen, I'll tell you, that's priceless.
We're still friends.
That's good. That's priceless, man. Praise God. Father, we thank you today for what you're doing in the earth, and we praise you. And we are just so privileged and honored to be a part of what you're doing all over the world, to bring people into the knowledge of faith in Jesus Christ, and to actually know and understand and have working knowledge of your creative force called faith. We praise you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, we've been talking about the Spirit of power. A lot we've been talking about the Spirit of power. So, the first introduction of the Spirit of power and the fundamental of faith, of course, is in the first, it's on page one. Genesis, the first book of Moses called Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning. Oh, now that's where you need to start.
Right there.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God, there He is, the Spirit of power, moved upon the face of the waters. God said, "Let there be light," or actually you can say it like this. God said, "Light be," light was. Mm-hmm. God saw the light that it was good. All right? He said it. The Spirit of God was moving, Greg.
Yes.
But nothing happened until God spoke. So, though His Word had to go forth, I like to say it like this. His Word and faith is what is in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. When He spoke, He put that Word out there, and the Spirit of God gave it substance.
Right.
And in 24 hours, at the speed of light, 16,074,764,800 miles of universe, 186,000 miles a second. And that's the Spirit that's planning your life.
Amen.
God, dear Lord, don't you love it?
And it all happened on light be.
On that Word.
Simple.
The beginning Word.
Simple.
Now, John said it like this, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then you'd go down just a few verses. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And His name is Jesus." Mm-hmm. Now, that's the first book. Shall we go to the last book of the Bible? The Revelation. Now, and let me share this with the radio and television audience. It is not Revelations.
No.
It's one revelation. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's a revelation of Him given by Him. Now, in the very, just right here in the very first, The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto the servant, to his servant John. If we had time, well, as the Lord leads, I want to talk about that, about his angel. Now, the first word Jesus said here, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Well, he's everything in between. Mm-hmm. So in honor of that, I wore my Omega watch today. And this is the Omega Moon Watch. This is the watch that the Omega Watch people made for the astronauts to wear on the moon because of the sturdiness of it and so forth. Good looking thing, too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And I have a couple of mine. I collect watches. And I have a couple of these. One of them is a big, beefy guy. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to bring this one. I want to show you how those words have affected people. He's the Omega. Well, I have on an Omega watch. Now, I don't know whether they ever read the book of Revelation or not. Somebody did. But this yeah. impacts.
Right. Because it impacts because of who it's attached to. You don't have a Z watch.
No.
Which is, Omega is just the last letter of the Greek alphabet. Yeah. But when it became attached to Jesus, it became significant.
Yes.
And anything attached to him becomes significant.
Yes.
When your life is attached to him, you become significant. December 25th is not his birthday, but the fact that the world celebrates December 25th, became significant yes. throughout history. And that's just like that watch.
And 99.9% of the people don't understand the word Christmas. Hmm. It's Christ Mass. It is the celebration of the anointing.
That's right.
And most people don't know that. I mean, you know, it's just Christmas. No, it's not just Christmas. It's not just any day. It's His day.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, let's go back to Romans chapter 5. We're talking about the Spirit of power. Now, you come out of the fourth chapter, 16th verse, therefore it is of faith. We're faith people, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise, the covenant, might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is the faith of Abraham, father of us all. Abraham, being not weak in faith, staggered not at the promise of God and so forth. Then you come down to a therefore. Brother Hagin said, when you see a therefore, stop and see what it's there for. Therefore, being justified or made righteous by faith, we have peace, we have shalom with God, nothing missing, nothing broken. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience or endurance, and endurance experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Spirit of power.
Yeah.
He's the Spirit of love. Now, Gloria brought out the point, and it just needs to be repeated over and over. There's nowhere in the Bible that says God is power. It says He has power.
Yeah.
But it says He is love. And love uses His power.
Mm. Mm.
That's good, isn't it?
That's real good.
Now, the Lord dropped this in my heart. You know, we talked about in the sixth chapter of the book of Luke, judge not that you be not judged.
Right.
And yesterday, the Lord dropped this in my heart. Now, someone named Marion Morrison, now that doesn't mean anything. But then they all of them got together and said, that's no name for a movie star, so they named him John Wayne. Now, the moment I said that, now you have a whole idea. If you say, what would Jesus do? People say, oh, I don't know, what would John Wayne? Well, that'll be the day. Mm-hmm. Now, now, let me tell you something. This magazine was published in 1979. It's a collector's edition. A woman, the only one he would ever let a tabloid magazine interview him. She interviewed him. And let's start Duke's story where it all began with God. I'm a lucky man, real lucky. When I needed him desperately, he was there, always there. Beside me, he never deserted me. I always felt his presence. He lightened my darkest hours. When the pain was almost unbearable, he made it bearable. When I held in a grip of fear, he gave me solace and peace and serenity. In pain, like burning flesh, pain, I guess it's what hell on earth really is. Not only physical pain, but mental, emotional, like a bankrupt body. But there was one being that kept me going, him, God, God Almighty, God Everlasting. He never let me suffer from spiritual bankruptcy. He gave me the Spirit. Now, I don't have time to read all of this, but there's a line that I want to read. I've had a lot, the good and the bad, but no man has had it until he turns his life over to God. I turned my life over to him a long time ago. Not just after he got sick. He had lung cancer.
Right.
A long time ago, he, without faith, he gave me something priceless in return. All caps, faith. Without faith, you're a lost soul. Nobody even knows that. Nobody has a right to judge him. They don't know. Now, he made a picture with Randolph Scott. Now, Randolph Scott, I don't know about him spiritually, but you're talking about much of a man. I mean, he's a soldier in World War I. Huh. Of course, he's an outstanding movie star. He and John Wayne got together. I think the title of it was Pittsburgh. And they decided, we're going to have a real fight so this thing will be real. And I've read other accounts of it. They flat tore the room down where they were fighting. I think John Wayne knocked him out a couple of times and they had to revive him, but he got in his licks. And there's pictures of it in this magazine. And John Wayne busted up all over his face.
No stunt doubles.
No. But the Lord dropped this in my heart. This is just a priceless possession of mine. It's 1979 edition. And born May 26, 1907. Born again June 11th, 1979. And that's the day he went to heaven.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
This is a priceless thing to
me. Yes, sir.
But the word of the Lord came to me last night and he said, I want you to go in there and get that magazine and take it with you and prove that you have no business judging somebody but what you see on the screen. Then what do the other tabloids write? This is the reason he wouldn't let any of them interview him. They don't want to talk about anything but that sometime they caught him drunk or the failed marriages and all that. He just wouldn't talk to them. And they make up stuff. But this young woman, first time she interviewed him, she was 16 years old. She lied and said she was older. But he knew. And this woman was an outstanding Christian.
So here's the question. In the ministry of Jesus, he would have gone had lunch with him.
Oh, yes, he would.
He'd have gone to dinner with him.
Yes, he would.
He'd have spent time with him. And Jesus would have been criticized for it.
Yeah.
That's the point you're trying to drive.
That's what I'm driving at.
Because we look at the outside. Mm-hmm. And it's like I told that story last week where I went in and was all cranky and grumpy about you guys never get the order right. I took away any opportunity I had to minister to that person. And I'm so grateful for the Lord and his mercy and his grace that he still gives me opportunities.
Yes.
Just recently, it happened right here. We were having barbecue right here close to the ministry. And I was with one of the news guys from Victory News. And this person is in there. She pulls up at the same time we do. And all across the side of her car is paranormal investigator. She's a paranormal investigator. And she has all this equipment on the car. And I was drawn to her in the, as we were ordering the barbecue. And it wasn't with Mike Garofalo. Mike Garofalo starts talking to her. He's a reporter. He talks to everybody. You go to lunch with Mike Garofalo, he'll talk with every single person in that restaurant because that's what he does for a living.
Sure.
And I was drawn to her, and I began to realize this is the Holy Spirit drawing me to her. And I began to talk to her then about what she did. And she told me, she said, oh, yeah, this part of town, I don't like coming to this part of town of Fort Worth, Dallas, because Christians all want to cast the devil out of me. And I said, they do. Why? She goes, well, they see my car, and they believe that I'm a witch. And I said, well, what are you? And she goes, I'm an investigator of things that are spiritual. I said, so am I. I am too. And I heard the Holy Spirit say in me, plant the seed and water it. That's all I want you to do. Plant the seed and water it. As we were talking, I never told her what I did. I was asking her about spirits and different things and what she sees. And she goes, well, you know, not every spirit's a demon. She goes, on our TV shows, that's what people think. And everything is a demon.
That's what they want to see.
And I said, really? And she said, when we actually come up with a demon, we'll call in a priest or somebody like yourself. See, I never told her what I was, what I did. But so all of a sudden, she started perceiving something, see? And we had the best time. I took her card. And I watched people walk by her. I watched somebody walk by her car and began to pray over it. And I thought, you're missing the opportunity to minister to her because you're judging her based upon what you're seeing.
And don't know her.
And the Lord taught me that. You don't know her. And so I've got her business card. And I said, I'm going to pray for you. But that's an opportunity.
That's why the Lord had me read from Romans 5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Spirit of love, by the Spirit of power. He's in there, and that love is in there. And love just doesn't judge anybody.
The most exciting thing was, to be honest with you, I was physically tired. I was so energized the rest of the day. It was like I was skipping, and I heard in my spirit, that's the way I was with that woman, that Samaritan woman at the well. I was thirsty and hungry.
He was weary, the Bible said.
And by the time I finished talking to her, he didn't judge her either.
No.
By the time he finished talking to her, the disciples showed up. He goes, oh, we got food you don't even know about.
My food is to do the will of my Father.
Of him who sent me.
Yeah.
And so the Father directed him to that well that day. Here's the thing about Jesus. It's a Samaritan. Jews don't go with the Samaritans. He spends 2 days in that town restoring her in the sight of that village, and he preaches the gospel for 2 days, a Jew in a Samaritan town. That's Jesus. That's why I said he would have had lunch with John Wayne.
Yes, he would. And did.
and did. Over most preachers in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So And all of the other tabloid writers, not in the least bit interested in that story. No. It's not nasty enough. It's not sensational enough. But this is the man, not the character. This is the man, not the movie star. And that's the reason. Well, and that's the reason the Lord wanted me to point out that we have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, and we don't judge anybody. So we hold fast to those things that are good. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of fun over the years watching him act. And like he said, and in another place, he said, I just never did take myself too seriously. Mm-hmm. And you don't know the background of those people. James Cagney, what an outstanding movie star. Mm-hmm. And he had retired. And this young man was obviously trying to impress him. And he was really kind of talking a little perpendicular, you know, Mr. Cagney. And he said, what do you consider your most important work? And he laughed. He said, young man, don't you realize I played for a living? Mm. Now, plumbing, that's important.
Amen.
You don't know James Cagney. But what he valued was a plumber. Isn't that amazing?
Mm. Mm.
You need to know the people before you. And you mentioned something this morning about judging the fruit and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. What did Jesus say? He didn't say, you judge them by your fruit. He said, you know them by their fruit. They reveal themselves by their fruit. What does that demand? Prayer. Prayer, it demands prayer. I've never met our President Biden. I've never been in a room with him. Now, I met President Trump, but now President Bush, I met Bush Sr., but George W., when he was governor of the state of Texas, and James Robinson, we had a meeting and laid. I had the honor and privilege to lay hands on him and pray for him and then pray with him. And he became governor of the state of Texas. Well, Gloria and another spirit-filled Christian woman got on his case about some textbooks that he let into the Texas system. And she publicly got on his case about it. And so I was there being inaugurated his last term, and then he went from there to being President of the United States. And he said, is there any way I can get Gloria on my side? I said, yes, sir. Well, how's that? A personal tour through the governor's mansion. Done. So, and then he was president, and then that went on. Then at his library, I wasn't there. I was on the road. But Kelly and Stephen took her over there to before the opening of the library. And I have a picture with him walking down the hall of that library with his arm around my wife. He got back in her good stead. But now, I have personal relationship with those.
Right.
And we're out of time. Where did the time go this time? Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We'll be back in just a moment.
P. People can go through life feeling powerless and unable to withstand the storms that come their way. But God has given every born-again believer authority over the enemy and the power to overcome. In fact, Jesus made it clear that having the Holy Spirit is crucial for those who follow Him. Discover how God wants to fill you with His power with The Holy Spirit, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland. Everything you have need of, God can meet. The Bible says greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. The very power of God is the Holy Spirit. Learn how to receive revelation, knowledge, and find victory with the help of the Holy Spirit. He is your intercessor, comforter, and guide who promises to lead you into all truth. Realize the power of God that's inside of you. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and step into the destiny God has for you. The Holy Spirit in you is your intercessor, standby, comforter, teacher, and friend. Learn how to be led by the power of the Spirit. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series, The Holy Spirit, at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. August 1 through 6, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. October 27 through 29, come to the Omaha Victory Campaign in Nebraska. And November 10 through 12, join Kenneth Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there.
It's wonderful having you with us today. Don't forget to order the study notes, okay? And we'll have a good time again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. So give Him another praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to be victorious in life. Go to kcm.org.uk for free ministry resources and teaching tools to help you grow in faith and live in the blessing of the Lord. Stay connected with us through our website and all of our social channels to help us keep you informed and up to date on ministry outreaches, upcoming events, and specials that are available to you.